should get better every single year. Every day is a new day. Amen. I say it's a new day. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say it's a new day. Amen. It's a new day, a new season. Amen. Amen. And we come to rejoice and give God the praise. Amen. Now, in order for us to do this, praise the Lord, amen, there's some things that you have got to know, amen, as a child of God, amen, as a child of God. And so from the youngest all the way up to the oldest, even within the middle, amen, you may have heard us minister on this before, but it's not going to hurt to hear it again. Say amen to this. Amen. And so what we're going to be focusing on in order for you to have a kingdom mindset, amen, in this year of 2014, amen, we're going to have to know what the kingdom is and then how we are to operate in the kingdom of God. Amen. And we're going to focus in on that in this particular month. I will get back to the blood of Jesus because there's some other pieces to that that we want to finish up on too. Amen. But I got to start as the Spirit is putting it in my craw. Amen. He's put it down in my spirit in this year to begin to share with us. And we, as a people, are going to have kingdom minds. Amen. Somebody say, I got a kingdom mindset. Mm-hmm. You're not a church person. You're not just a church. You're not just a church goer. Amen. We are kingdom people. You're not just church people. There's a difference. Amen. There are people that just come to church. Amen. Just to be a part of a church and not have the kingdom in them. And in order for us to have the kingdom in us, amen, we have to have the word of the living God. So bear with us this morning as we begin to travel in the word of the Lord. And we're going to talk about the kingdom of God. Amen. The kingdom of God. And we're going to help us to understand the kingdom better. We want you to understand the kingdom better. And so so we're going to sub the main title series. We're calling it the King Understanding the Kingdom of God. That's what the main topic or the main thing is: understanding the kingdom of God and becoming kingdom minded. Understanding the kingdom of God and becoming kingdom minded. And the subtopic is the kingdom is here. That's the subtopic. The kingdom is here. Somebody say the kingdom is here. All right, let's go. We're going to look at a scripture here in just a minute in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, and beginning at verse number 9. Matthew chapter 6, verse number 9. This is Jesus praying here. Amen. I was teaching the disciples how to pray, and we're going to begin reading here. Verses 6. Chapter 6, verse 9 and 10. I believe I'll start reading verse 8 if that's fine with y'all. In this part of the scripture, Jesus begins to give instructions on how to pray, on how to pray. And one thing that I always often like to read here, verse 8, he says, "Be not ye therefore like unto them," talking about the hypocrites who went around praying for a show, to be seen of men. But he says, "For your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him." He goes on in verse 9, he says, after this manner, he's saying, pray in this manner or pray like this. He says, "Our Father," didn't say just pray this prayer, but pray like this, or pray in this manner, in this manner. Somebody say, in this manner. That's what he's asking you to do. He says, "Our Father, which art in" where? Heaven. So we have a Father, all of us in here, we have a Father who lives in heaven, who is in heaven, he says. "Hallowed be thy name." In other words, hallowed means holy. Keep holy his name. Keep holy his name. "Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come." Now that word "thy" means your kingdom. So we're praying to the Father. And we're asking him for his kingdom to do what? To come. And your will or thy will be done where? in earth as it is where? In heaven. So here we're seeing that Jesus desired even for the kingdom of God to be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's God's whole desire, is that his kingdom be manifested in this earth as it is in heaven. So we're to experience heaven right here on earth. And in order for us to do that, we've got to know God's ways. We have to know kingdom principles. Now go right over to Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. And Jesus was sharing this with his disciples, and he tells us the thing that they needed to do. Amen. That they needed to do. He reads here and it says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Now he's talking about your physiological needs, the things like your clothing, the place that you're going to stay, how you're going to eat. God says that this is things that the Gentiles seek after. But he's telling us it not to worry about those things. Amen. But he tells us how to receive those things. And the way that we do it is by seeking first his kingdom and his righteousness. And all these what? Things shall be added unto you. Now, one thing in our society today, and I think our society is confused. Amen. It has its priorities all out of whack. Not just the world, but there are some sitting in here today that have their priorities out of whack. Amen. But he tells us, somebody say God tells us. He tells us in verse 34, "Take therefore no thought for tomorrow." Amen. Don't take no thought. In other words, don't worry about or be anxious about tomorrow. Now, I know some of us sitting up here right now wondering, what's tomorrow going to be like? What is it going to be like in school? What it's going to be like on my job? Some of you thinking, what it's going to be like, what's going to be like even when I get home in a few minutes from now. Amen. You're wondering. Somebody say amen. I'm wondering. Okay, there's wondering it that goes on. I'm not saying anybody's like that. I shouldn't say just have y'all say that. Amen. But there's worry that goes on, anxiety that goes on. Amen. And God is saying, don't worry. Don't be anxious about tomorrow. For guess what? Tomorrow will take care of itself. Amen. It'll take care of itself. So you can't do nothing about it because you ain't got there yet. You haven't gotten there yet. Amen. So it's telling me something, and it's telling you something, that if God tells us to seek his kingdom and his righteousness and all these things will be added, and he tells us not to worry, amen, not to be anxious about these things. Don't be worried about that. But he goes on and says, "Sufficient unto the day is the evil of the day." In other words, sufficient for each day is its own trouble. Today's trouble is going to be for what? Today. Amen. And tomorrow's trouble is going to be tomorrow's trouble. You don't know what tomorrow's going to be like. Somebody say amen to that. I experienced a little bit of this this past week. One of two students did not want to go to this teacher's class. So they decided, somebody say they decided. They decided that they were going to go to ISS without the teacher even sending them or anything else. They just decided that that's what they were going to do. See, you got folks that already decided what they're going to do before they even get to some places. They don't want to face the challenge that they're going to be, that they have to deal with. But you need to understand something. If you don't deal with it now, you're going to deal with it later. Somebody say amen to that. If you don't deal with it now, you're going to have to deal with it later. Amen. And so I kindly walked them to class. And you know, you didn't have to say that one, but I kindly walked them to class, and they went, they talked a little bit about it, but I learned something about that. I learned something that all children, amen, sometimes, you know, when you start growing up, amen, don't want to do what they're supposed to do. Amen. They get a little start smelling themselves. Amen. And think they're grown or something. Amen. But you need to understand something. Amen. You got elders that are over you. You got elders that are older, that have gone through some things, and they understand and have been where you're trying to go. And if you sometimes just sit back where what God has laid in the kingdom of God, he's laid elders, he's laid apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Amen. Giving your mama a daddy. Amen. Giving your spiritual mama a spiritual daddy. He's giving you these things so that you can have counsel, godly counsel, and wisdom. And if you listen to them, you don't have to go through the same trouble that they had to go through. Somebody say amen if I'm talking right. Amen. And that's it, you know, you're sitting back wondering if you don't have to be like this. If I would have done this, it would have been. If it would have, could have, should have. Amen. You won't be saying if I would have, could have, should have. Amen. If you just listen to somebody. Somebody say listen to somebody. Glory to God. Amen. Even at my age, there's somebody I got to listen to. I got to listen to somebody too. I'm accountable to somebody. Somebody say amen to that. Amen. I'm not just only accountable to the Lord, but I'm accountable to men as well. Amen. I'm accountable to you guys as well. Amen. The leadership of this ministry, I'm accountable to them. The board of this ministry, I'm accountable to you all. Amen. And so I just can't go around doing just any willy-billy-willy anything I want to do. Come on, you can't do it. Somebody say you can't do it. Hunch your name and say you can't do it. You just can't do it. You just can't do it. Somebody say you can't do it. You got to change. Look at your neighbor and say you got to change. See, now we're going somewhere in just a minute, because most people don't understand is that once you become born again, you don't belong to yourself no more. Baby, you were bought with a price, and your body belongs to the Lord. God is responsible for you. That's why we got a Father that lives in heaven that desires for his kingdom to be done in earth as it is where? In heaven. He desires that to be done in earth as it is in heaven. Now, in this broadest sense, let's look at this word kingdom. We got to have a kingdom mind here, okay? Now, this word kingdom, the kingdom of God, let's just look at that for a minute. In its broadest sense, the kingdom of God is the realm over which God reigns, or the place, let me put it like this, where God reigns. It is the domain of God under his rulership. And when we pray for his kingdom to come, we're desiring and we want the rule and the reign of the king to be recognized in the earth. And Jesus in several places, and John the Baptist in several places, and we're going to go there in just a minute. In Matthew chapter 3, let's go there. We're going to just read some scripture. Amen. And this is my going to be the main one right here. Matthew chapter 3, verse 1, 3 and 1 and 2. We're going to read there. Amen. Several times he said this, but I want you to see if John said it. We're going to see John said it first. The word of the Lord says, in those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, repent. Somebody say repent. For the kingdom of God is where? Okay. He says to repent. Somebody say repent. Who said it? John said it. John said it. John the Baptist. Now Jesus was born. Jesus was on the scene, but John preached about the kingdom of heaven. That's what that says, right? Says the kingdom of what? Heaven. Notice, okay? Now let's go on. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. Now, we're going to see our king saying it. Jesus says it in 4 and 17. For that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent. Somebody say repent. For the kingdom of heaven is where? At hand. Now, the Amplified Bible says this. It says, now we're seeing so far, let me get there to the Amplified in just a minute. Okay, but we're seeing here that John said repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And Jesus said repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. So they were preaching the same message. It was the message of the kingdom. Somebody say the message of the kingdom. All right, so now the Amplified Bible says this. It says, repent, change your mind for better. Heartily amend your ways and with abhorrence of your past sins. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Somebody say, repent. Now, repenting is not just for sinners. Repenting means to change. So you are repenting, you should be repenting all the time. So in other words, you ought to be changing your mind about things, how long? All the time. You shouldn't have the same mindset that you had when you were in the world. You shouldn't have the same mindset even about church. Amen. When maybe some of you were younger, but I mean the mindset of that, I don't want to be here. Because you need to understand is that when you come to the house of the Lord, you're coming to worship, first of all, to worship him, and then to receive instructions on how to live in the kingdom of God. Are you following me so far? So God has already given us everything pertaining to life and also for godliness. So that means is that everything for life that you need in this world to live in right now, he's already provided those things that you need. And then for living unto God, which is godliness, is just simply living unto him, amen, in such a way that you would honor him. He's given you everything that you need in order for you to do that. So that doesn't mean that you know what folks will say, well, pastor, I've done this and I've done that, and I just can't live that way. Yes, you can. Because he's giving you everything pertaining to life, and he's giving you everything pertaining to godliness. So you can live a godly life. You can live unto God. He made it so that you could. Are you with me so far? So these two scriptures so far says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is what? In other words, the kingdom of heaven is at your disposal. It's for you right now. Actually, it's right here. Somebody say it's here. Okay. Let's look at some more scriptures. Now that says the kingdom of heaven, right? Let's look at Mark chapter 1. Mark chapter 1, verse 14. Now some of our old ones have heard this before, but it's okay. Amen. It's okay. Somebody say it's okay. Mm-hmm. Because it's gonna fit everybody. And the reason being, some of our young folks don't know this. They might have heard us talking about it, but it's in the fullness, they don't know it. And we got to teach them about the kingdom. We got to teach them about the kingdom. That's how you live in this world. It's through the kingdom of God. Amen. Verse 14, 1 and 14, Mark 1 and 14, it says this. It says, now after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the what? Kingdom. And saying, the time is fulfilled. And the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe what? Now, there's something else we got to do. Look at it now. Look at it plainly, okay? He said, repent. He said, the kingdom, first of all, is at hand. It's at hand. The time is fulfilled, meaning it's right now. It's already here. It's already here. The kingdom is here. Somebody say, the kingdom is here. Okay, and we're going to talk about that in just a minute. But the kingdom is here, but he said it is at hand, and he tells us to repent. There's that word again. Have a change of mind, which an Amplified says, which issues in regret of, for past sins and a change of conduct for the better. For the better. So we should be changing for what? Better. From the oldest right on down to the youngest, we should be changing. And in order for you to get a kingdom mindset, it doesn't mean change for worse. You're going to have to get in the Word of God, hear what the Word of God says. Don't let Dougie get in your ear. Y'all didn't hear that one. Don't let Dougie get in your ear. Don't let Dougie get in your ear. Doogie, Dougie, whichever one. We know him from Dougie. Dougie Fresh. Isn't this? Huh? You never know? Dougie. Dougie. Y'all got a dance called what? Teach me how to Dougie? Huh? Don't let Dougie get in your ear. All right? Don't let Trayvon get in your ear either. Trayshawn. I said Trayvon, didn't I? Trayson, don't let Trayson get in your ear. What's that guy's name that said his, you know, no, not Chris Brown. Yeah, don't let Chris get in your ear either. Amen. But that set up, no Luther either. Amen. this guy, he's pretty much set himself up on a cross. Kanye, don't let Kanye get in your ear either. Don't let him get in your ear. You need to let this get in your ear. Let the Word get in your ear. This is the way, this is your means to success. This is your means to success. Doing what he says to do in his Word. So we got to do what?
Change.
You got to change. You can't do things the way that you did it yesterday. You can't do it the way that you did it back in the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, nor the 50s, the 30s. No, you can't do it that way no more. Amen. Because this is a new season and a new time. And somebody say the devil is surely showing himself. And it's time for me to come out the box. Mm-hmm. Come out the box or come out the closet, that somebody would say. Amen. Yeah. It's time, listen to me, it's time for the sons of God to start manifesting themselves. There's so much sin that's going on in the world because the earth is groaning. Listen to me, the earth is groaning. I said the earth is groaning. The earth, and the earth belongs to the Lord. Do you know why we have so many earthquakes, why we have so many tsunamis? It's because sin has increased, and the earth ain't used to that. The earth is not used to that, and so it's groaning and travailing for you all to come forth, and so you got to get a kingdom mind. Can't do it like you used to do it. Amen. Time is too short. Amen for that. Jesus is coming back. Y'all ain't heard that before, but Jesus is coming back. And he's coming back for a church that's without spot or wrinkle. Are you going to be on board? Ask your own self that question. You follow where I'm coming from? Now, if you're born again, okay, yeah, I'm going to be on board. You know, some will say, well, I got it anyway. But you got to get the Word in you so that when you get the glory, you don't have to be taught all over again. God been trying to get stuff to you, to take you to another dimension, another place in him. Even at your age, mama's age, my age, everybody's age in here. But sometimes we don't want to change. You're fighting. Somebody say fighting. You try to fight with God. And you got to, somebody say it again, change. All right? Y'all with me so far? Okay. All right. So we got to change. So far we're seeing here that the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God are synonymous. They're the same. Amen. When we're talking about the kingdom of God, Jesus spoke about the kingdom of God. He preached it, and John also preached it. And the message was repent. And repentance means to think differently or to change your mind. Think differently or change your mind. You can't go in this year thinking the same way that you did last year and expect things to happen and expect God to show up, amen, and you keep doing the same old willy diddly squiddly mess that you did last year and you didn't see no manifestations like you wanted. Amen. God's not going to show up if you don't operate by faith. God's not going to show up if you don't obey what he says. The thing that we need to do, we need to hear what he has to say, then receive what he has to say, and then do what he says do. Are you hearing me so far? You can't do it. It's not going to work. You're going to fight and keep bumping against the wall, the same old wall that you did last year, until you change. Oh, y'all don't like this morning. I'm touching you real hard. But until you change as a child of God, until you change, amen, until those people that are in positions of authority that you like to buck against, until you change, God can't do nothing for you. You got to change. It holds his hand back when he desires to give and to give unto you and to give things to you, but you're not ready yet. He's looking for people that are ready, but you got to change your mind. You got to change your mind. You are not the boss. You're not the boss. Understand that. You are not the boss. I'm not the boss. He is the boss. He's the boss over dimensions. He's the boss over 5847 Huntington Park Drive. He's the boss, praise God, over Lenoir County Public Schools. He's the boss. He's the boss over mowing, the boss over wherever you work. He is the boss. Wherever you go, Jesus is the boss. He's Lord. He's Lord. Somebody say he's Lord. And you have got to change. Somebody say, I got to change. Now the reason why you got to change is because kingdom-minded people understand the difference between church being just a church goer, having a church mindset. You know, the person that has the church mindset just is concerned about the things that go on within the church, the things that happen here in the church of God. There's nothing wrong with that, but that's where your mind is. You'll come and, you know, it'll be all right to sing, do this, do that. I'm doing this in the church. But just as soon as you get out there, the world, say the world, people don't know that you're saved. They don't know that you're saved because of how you carry yourself, how you act. But you got to change. You can't look like you 16 and you 34. I'm sorry, but I'm going there. You can't look like you 25 and you 50. You can't do that. You can't do it. It ain't gonna work. You got to set some examples, or your children gonna come up doing the same thing that you did. And you don't need that. Somebody say repent. You can't do it. You can't. Somebody say you can't do it. You got to repent. You cannot do it. You got to repent. You got to change. You want somebody else to change, amen, but you don't want to change. You want to stay in the same boat that you're in, but you won't point the finger at everybody else, but you got four of them pointing back at you. You need to change. If you want somebody else to change, you start changing. You start doing things differently and see don't it change around you. Somebody say repent. Oh, yeah, it's good. I'm preaching real good right now. Y'all quiet. I want you to get it. I want you to hear. Repent. You just can't do the same thing. And you can't do what everybody else does either. You can't do it. Amen. You are a different breed. You're not the same people. Amen. You are a new species that's never existed before. You're a new breed of people in this earth. Amen. They don't understand you. And the only thing they're trying to do is drag you down the same road. Amen. but you got to change. It can't be the same way as it was last year. Somebody says, got to change. I got to change. I got to change. Say amen to that. Glory to God. All right. So repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Now today, the instrument that God uses to demonstrate his kingdom, now hear me real good, okay, that he uses to demonstrate his kingdom in the earth may change, but its purpose remains the same. We must remember that the kingdom of God is in two main divisions. We have the kingdom of God that's in heaven, which God himself rules and reigns in glory. Amen. Along with his angels and all the rest. Okay. That's in heaven. But God also has the kingdom of God in earth, which God himself rules through human channels. He rules through human channels. I'm going to say that again. So here in the earth, the kingdom of God rules, or where God rules, in human channels. Now, somebody say, hello, church. The church, you, somebody say me, because you are the church. The church is the visible expression of the kingdom of God, and that's in the earth. But the kingdom of God is greater than the church. God rules under Christ, includes the angels and the universe of the worlds. But the church at the present time is the instrument in the earth through which God demonstrates his kingdomship. God wants to work through you. Somebody say, God wants to work through me. So I told you that the kingdom is where? At hand. It's here. Go to Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17. The kingdom is here. Somebody says here. All right, then we're just introducing some stuff to you, all right? It's here. It's here right now. Amen. It's here. The kingdom is here. Praise God. Luke chapter 17, verse 20. And it tells us to repent. In other words, to change. For the kingdom is at hand. And we have to understand is that Jesus is our king. Our Father lives in heaven, and Jesus is our king, and he's responsible for us. In any kingdom that we live in, everything for everybody, we are considered as his. In a kingdom, if you live in a kingdom, we're considered as subjects. But we're not subjects in the kingdom of God. We're sons. So everything that Jesus has, every promise that the Father promised Jesus, we have access to those same promises. So everybody, whether you be rich, poor, ugly, pretty, whatever, amen, you have access to the kingdom. You have access to the kingdom, and the kingdom is here. When we come together, the kingdom can manifest itself. When you're off individually, the kingdom can still manifest itself, because I want you to see where the kingdom really is. Most of you have been thinking that the kingdom is up in heaven somewhere, but I want you to see is that the kingdom is right here, sitting in a chair right now today. Come on, read. It says, and when he had demanded the Pharisees, when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. In other words, he's saying here that God does not come with signs to be observed or with visible display. Amen. So it's not through necessarily observation. So this kingdom that we're talking about is invisible. It's an invisible kingdom. It's an invisible kingdom. Somebody says an invisible kingdom. In other words, most kingdoms that you go to, when we talk about kingdoms, we're talking about dominions or domains. And we will look at this for example. There's a kingdom that's overseas by the name of London, England. amen, when we go to, if you were to go to England, there's a queen that rules there, and her name is Queen Elizabeth. Amen. She rules there. And her son is Prince Charles. You all know who I'm talking about. Amen. And the king is ruled by a kingdom. So the people are the subjects. And the king and or the queen, whoever's in charge, provides a place or provides for the people. They provide for the people. And they call this commonwealth. Commonwealth. Say commonwealth. I want you to understand, when you see that word commonwealth in Ephesians, that means is that for everything, everybody has the same thing. It's common for everybody. The wealth is for everybody. I want you to understand, every promise that God has is for everybody in the kingdom. The kingdom of God is invisible. They cannot see it. All right? But let's go on. But it says, neither shall they say, lo here or lo there. Behold, the kingdom of God is where? Within who? Within you. So the kingdom is walking around in boots and shoes. You have God's kingdom living inside of you. Look at your neighbor and say, I got God's kingdom living in me. Now you need to start confessing that on a day-to-day basis, is that the kingdom of God lives in me. And if you know you got the kingdom of God living in you, you got God's wisdom. Only thing, everything you need is already inside of you. If daddy ain't there, pull up on that wisdom that's down on the inside of you. Because you got the kingdom of God living in you. You got him living in you. Let's go on and read a little farther, because I want you to see how it's demonstrated. Because right now the kingdom is right here. It's in this room. I said it's in this room. And so we don't have to wait till we get the glory to experience heaven here on earth, because you got the kingdom, you got heaven already in you. Somebody say amen to that. Amen. He goes on. Let's go back a little. Go back for just a minute, because you need to see this, and I should have read it earlier. But how they got to this place is that somebody got healed. Go back for just a minute. Go back for just a minute to verse 11. Amen. Somebody got healed. Yeah, 17. Go back for just a minute. Amen. I ain't got a whole lot of time left, but I want you to see is that it says in verse 11, and it came to pass, as they went to Jerusalem, and he had passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee, and as he went into the city, a certain village. Somebody said a certain village. There went with him 10 lepers, 10 men with lepers that were lepers. All right, we know they had leprosy. And leprosy, you were considered as unclean. And they were all outside of the city, okay? But it says, which stood afar off, and they lifted up their what? Voices, and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourself unto the priest. He told them to do what? Go show themselves. Had leprosy now. Listen to me good. Had leprosy now. But the word of the Lord came and said, go. And said, go. You see, a lot of times God is speaking to us and telling us to do things. And you wonder, is this God? Is this me? Is this the devil? But you need to understand, God is only going to tell you good things. Things that are according to his word, because we serve a good God. God is not going to leave you out there on the limb, hanging by yourself. Somebody say amen to that. Let's read on. And it says, and it came to pass that as they went, they were what? Cleansed, because a kingdom mandate had come and said, go
and show yourself to the priest. If they were going to show themselves to the priest, listen to this. If they were going to show themselves to the priest, that meant is that they had to believe that they were already healed. And I want to tell you this afternoon, amen, some of you in here, there are things that you've been seeking for, but God is telling me right now to tell you to go. Go get it because it's yours. Amen. Don't worry about what it looks like right now, but go. And it says, as they went along, it says, it came to pass. Excuse me. Let me see. Where am I? I've lost my place. 14. It says, and it came to pass that as they went, they were what? Cleansed. They were cleansed. So as you go, amen, already know God already sent you. He sent his word to heal and deliver you. The word has already gone before you. Only thing you got to do is go. Just go. And he says, and one of them, hey God, one of them, say one of them. Somebody say, that's me. One of them. See, because there's a difference between just being healed. There's a difference between man being made whole and just getting healed. Glory to God. When you get healed, whatever the circumstance is taken care of. But when you're made whole, everything that the cankerworm and the caterpillar has stolen, he'll restore back to you. Amen. That's why we finish strong. My God, my God. I wonder if I got some strong finishes in this house. Hey, God. I'm starting out strong in 30, 30, 30, 14. Amen. And I'm going to end strong in 20, 13. Hey. Yeah. Yes, sir. Strong. I'm going to finish. Somebody say we're going to finish strong in here. Yeah, we're going to finish strong. Amen. Now look at this word here. Look at this word here. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. It says, and one of them, my God, I can't get off that one of them, it got to be somebody, just one of them, that in their mind they done made up, amen, in your mind you made up, that is God or nobody else, I ain't going to turn back, but I'm going to go, I got to do something though, amen, I got to go back and tell the one that spoke those words to me, thank you. Y'all excuse me if I spit on you, all right? But if I said just one, and I just happened to be one of those. I said one of those. Amen. Somebody say one of those. Because let me just read. And when he saw, see, as you're going, you're going to start seeing some things. As he saw that he was healed. He was healed. I said he was healed. He saw the leprosy begin to leave his hand. He saw his hand starting to come back like it was supposed to be. Amen. But when he saw that, he turned back. He said, wait a minute. I got to go back for just a minute. And with a loud voice, he glorified God. And then he fell down on his face at his feet, giving thanks to him, for he was a Samaritan. In other words, he wasn't even supposed to have this promise. But because of the fact that he realized that this was a Jew and that had spoke this unto me, but I just happened to be a Samaritan. Amen. But yet I'm experiencing the healing manifestation of God Almighty. So I got to go back and tell him, thank you. Glory to God for what he did. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Blind, but now I see. I see him now in another way. I see him now in another dimension. I didn't see him this way before last year this time, but I see him in a different way right now. Oh, somebody tell him thank you. I stopped by to tell you today that God is going to show himself strong in your life in 2014. You're going to see the supernatural working in your life like never before. When you believe that God loves you, amen, and that he's for you, and he is not against you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's going to get better. It's got to get better. It's not going to be the same as it was last year. But I want you to see is that the kingdom is already in you. It's already in you. Somebody look at your neighbor and say, it's already in me. It's already in you. If you're born again, the kingdom is in you. He's in you. He's in you. Somebody say, he's in me. You might say, how did it get there? When you got saved, there was a supernatural intervention that took place. The Holy Ghost came in you, changed your heart, took the heart of stone out and placed his love inside of you. You can love the unlovable. You can love the ugly. You can love hell like the ugly. Somebody say amen. You can love like God loves. You can do like God does. You can be what God says you can be. You can do those things that God said you can be. You can receive those things that God said you can have. You ain't got to say it's for this one or for that one. Or just for the pastor. Amen. You can say, nah, it's mine too. Because the kingdom of God is at hand. And the kingdom is within me. It's an invisible kingdom. And folks in the world are not going to understand it. They're not going to understand how you have peace in the midst of trouble. Because you made up in your mind. And you decided that you're not going to look at the way that it is. Because you realize that if you got God on your side, that with God, all things are possible to them that believe. If I got any believers in the house, come on, shout. Hallelujah. Come on, give him praise. I got to quit. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. The kingdom is at hand. It is at your disposal. Okay, it's at your disposal. The kingdom is not an observation. It is an invisible kingdom. The kingdom operates through the church. We're the instrument that God is using. You are the church. You are the church. Somebody said, I am the church. This building, listen to me, this building holds the church. We just come here weekly to worship the King. It's only a stable, just a holding place, just for a temporary time, for an hour or 2 hours, or how many hours that we're here. But also we know that the kingdom is where? In us. Somebody said, the kingdom is in me. Say it again, the kingdom is in me. Touch your neighbor and say, the kingdom's in you. Mm-hmm. The kingdom is in you. The kingdom of God is in you. And God wants you to live according to the kingdom. Now, we're introducing this, but in being kingdom-minded, you got to know that you have a king, and his name is Jesus. And the king of God, or the kingdom of God, is living in you through and by the power of the Holy Spirit. And when we are among one another, I don't think I read the rest of that, but it speaks about the kingdom of God being in us and also among us. Among us. So when we come together, the kingdom is in you. But when we begin to praise and worship God, we begin to experience a new, whole, different atmosphere. There's an anointing that is released. That's why it's important that when we get here for prayer, and we get here for the praise and the worship, amen, so that the manifestations of God can take place, amen, corporately. It's okay to worship God on your own. It's okay to do that. There's nothing wrong with that. But when we get together, something should happen. Something should happen. Something mighty is happening right now. As you are meditating upon the word of the Lord that's been spoken into you, God himself is speaking to you about situations that you're faced with even right now. Hallelujah. You can go ahead and tell me, Osha. He's speaking.